It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, this announcement, wow, did I miss it? It was out for days before I even saw it. The Super Bowl halftime show, they announced who was doing it. I can't believe I didn't even see this. This is where we're at with the halftime show. You don't even see it anymore, the announcement.
They didn't make it a big deal.
It used to be gigantic. Oh, can you believe it? Who's coming? Guess who's coming? Usher is the announcement. Usher, which I am here for.
You about that?
Yeah, but I don't know if I want him alone. I don't know if I want him to do the whole show, but I guess he has enough hits to do the whole show.
He's got enough hits, and he's got enough features, too. So you already know.
What do you mean? Like, oh, features on songs, like,
Yeah, well, and features of people that feature on his songs. Mm. So, and he's in some big features, too. Yeah. So I think that, honestly,
he'll be fine.
He'll be fine, but I feel you on the fact that not Usher alone. He could do it, but it'd be more entertaining together.
He's got the songs, but it was very anticlimactic the way this announcement came out. I feel like the fact that it's been out for days and not one person went, did you hear about Usher coming to the Super Bowl?
Right.
Not one. I saw 6,000 people yesterday. We both did at the Susan G. Komen walk. Not one.
Nobody said a thing about Usher.
People always talk to me about pop culture stuff in public. Not one. I'm like,
were we that distracted? Did we miss it? Was it that busy of a weekend?
It's not we. It's everybody.
For all of us, was it that busy of a weekend?
I'm just saying, there's so much going on now. You miss stuff if you're not paying attention. So if you missed it this weekend, Usher is set to perform at the halftime show. And P.S., you know we all saw her yesterday. You know you saw it. You know you saw Taylor Swift.
I saw her at the Bears game.
Taylor Swift cheering on her new boyfriend.
Ooh, she was up there, too. She was getting it. She was about that life.
I am so for watching her. I love how she is playing into it, too.
Did you see the highlights of her? Let's blink and go.
She was playing into the fact that she was rooting for Travis Kelce yesterday.
When her new friend scored a touchdown? When her friend? Yeah.
It was cute. So anyway, Taylor Swift, we're here for that. I'm here for that part. 103.7 Kiss FM. No snoozing. Monday morning. Let's go.
Come on. Weber. Ah, Weber.
That's projection. I need my own pump up right now. I'm like, let's go.
You and me both, fam.
We are tired.
Man.
We were down by the lakefront yesterday for Susan G. Komen, the More Than Pink Walk. How many listeners did we meet?
What a day. About 5,000.
A lot.
About 5,000 listeners.
A lot of listeners. It was a lot of listeners, and it was a great day to raise money for breast cancer. And, you know, all that money's coming back to Wisconsin. So it was just a great day. Lisa and Sheboygan was there.
Mm-hmm.
One of our regulars. That was a good time.
Met Miko.
Miko was there. He doesn't have a theme song, but he listens and texts.
He'd be pulling up. Yeah.
And it's just cool, you know, because when you don't get to meet a lot of listeners sometimes. So to hear people's feedback and lots of people screaming about I Love the Jerk or Am I the Jerk?
No, it was big ups, huge support. But, you know, it wasn't about us.
No, it was not.
It was about them. And everybody that pulled up, I mean, was in full force. There was a listener there. I think her name was Michelle.
Yeah.
With the boxing gloves on. We're ready to throw hands.
She was married to a Milwaukee firefighter.
That's right.
And she had she's like, I'm boxing out cancer. I was like, yeah, girl. Yeah, it was a good day. What we were both really busy this weekend.
Extremely.
Like, really busy. That was my big thing from the weekend, though.
Yeah.
Everything else was just fun stuff with with my friends. What? How you went to the wedding?
Yeah, well,
how was that?
I was at a wedding. One of my best friends from childhood got married.
Where did he get married?
Richmond, Illinois. Yeah, man, it was at the beautiful. What was the venue? The District.
Nobody knows it. Nobody's
maybe. No, it was really close to the border. Like it's really close to the border of like Illinois and Wisconsin.
So some people listening.
So you can't
might
say
know.
Maybe no, because maybe yeah. Like come on now, okay. You don't.
Sure. So okay, Richmond, Illinois.
But it was
the
good.
People know. Go
the
on.
The wedding was good, man. Yeah. Watching somebody that you've known for over 15 years of your life, for longer than you've been alive, arguably now at this point.
Yeah.
It was really amazing to see him and his now beautiful wife get married, send them off, stand up there with him, take part in that. So yeah, bro. But what else was good with the weekend?
That was the walk. I told you that was my big thing. So let's talk to people and find out. 414-533-1037. Tell us something cool you did this weekend. There was a lot happening, and summer wrapped up. We're officially in fall now. The last day of summer was Saturday. Sorry to break it to you, people.
If you missed it, you missed it.
So if you went to like a pumpkin farm, it was approved. If you went to one of the corn mazes, we're going to approve it this weekend when you call in. We will take your calls and your texts next. 103.7 Kiss FM. So excited because we have lots to give away today. Six Flags Fright tickets are coming up at 8:40.
I love some Fright Fest, dog.
Mm-hmm. I've never been.
No?
No, I've never been to Six Flags. I told you this. Not the one in Gurnee. I've only been to the one in St. Louis.
Oh, that's right. Well, you know I grew up. Mm-hmm. I went into like literally that area. Mm-hmm. Six Flags was my wife and my front yard growing up, middle school and high school.
Yeah.
So we know the area well.
I heard you got the tickets from the owner of Six Flags.
I am the sixth flag.
He is the owner. Nobody knows. The secret of Doug DZ. DZ secretly owns Six Flags.
You remember those commercials where the old guy, the pimp, 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 pimp. I mean, I was the old guy in the commercials. I was just done up in makeup. You know, fun fact about me.
8:40, your chance to win tickets to Fright Fest at Six Flags. Let's go to our callers this morning. Oh, we got Nina and Cudahy. We were talking about our weekend, everything everybody was up to. Good morning, Nina.
Good morning.
What did you do this weekend?
I went to my best friend's daughter's quince. Shout out to Cecilia, turning 15.
Aww.
Big ups, got a little quince.
Where was it?
It was at the VFW Post in South Milwaukee, Castillo's Family Restaurant in Cudahy. It was their daughter.
Dang.
I love the local references. Bring it.
Yep. I got to put the shout out where it needs to go. I had two grandkids standing up in the court, and two of my daughters helped, and Carrie is absolutely amazing mother, and of course she went over the top like she always does.
Wow.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad it went great, and I'm glad you had a good time at your best friend's daughter's quince.
I remember them days.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You got it.
Awesome. Nina, thanks for calling. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Danny is calling from Oak Creek. We haven't heard from him in a minute. Danny. Good morning.
Good morning.
What'd you do this weekend?
My wife, my son, and his girlfriend, and the dogs, we went down to Pet Fest.
Oh, can I tell you something? I forgot about Pet Fest. Well, one, they didn't ask us to come this year. But two, shots fired. But two, we were down there rehearsing for Susan G. Komen.
Yeah.
And it was happening. We were at the Summerfest grounds.
Next door.
And so we're on a blank stage. Nobody's there, but I can see all these people are at Pet Fest, like right down the way.
Hanging out.
Yeah. So how did it go?
It was all right, but it was, I don't know, it seemed kind of a lull this year. Like,
it was different?
They didn't have a lot of vendors, and it just kind of seemed more like
it was us.
Stuff,
it was our vibe. Like, they didn't have the alley vibe. I knew it. It was me.
That's it. That's what it was.
It was me.
Guaranteed. Guaranteed, Danny. Guaranteed.
No, I only would judge the costume contest usually, but I don't know who did it this year. But, well, that's it. But, I mean, it's still a free event.
Well, and good to hear that
nice.
It still went well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't say bad.
The other dogs and, I mean, they got cats, but I'm not.
But it was different. Okay.
Who don't love dogs, though?
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling, Danny. We're glad you had a good weekend with the pups. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
Bye. Kelly is calling in Sussex this morning. I just realized something.
What?
I saw Kelly this weekend.
You did?
Yeah. I was going to stay home on Friday night, and she called me and was like, can we get into some trouble? I said, fine.
Oh, trouble's my middle name.
Fine.
Of course y'all got
into
some.
Out.
Mm-hmm, y'all
but
would.
Kelly, what else did you do this weekend?
Good morning. Well, it's spooky season, so I did go to Fright Fest this weekend.
Dang, already?
Oh, yeah, she had to get up. I forgot. We drank and she had to get up. So you made it to Fright Fest.
What, so you just went opening day, huh, Kelly? You just went, what?
I made it.
It's fall. I'm going to Fright Fest.
Well, she didn't mention that the night before I took her on a dive bar tour down Greenfield Avenue, straight through West Dallas, Brookfield, and New Berlin.
And then you rode roller coasters the next day?
Kelly, you're welcome.
What is wrong with y'all, man?
Me or her?
But both. Both. That sounds like a double up problem, man. No, but that's a busy weekend indeed.
Yeah. All right. Well, Kelly, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
We are going to give away Fright Fest tickets. Anybody else wants to share what they did this weekend, you can call us 414-533-1037. We'll play some Jelly Roll and share what you did this weekend, because I know somebody went to a corn maze or a pumpkin farm. Don't tell me nobody listening did that.
We did put a pumpkin on our front steps. I ain't gonna lie.
What?
Yeah.
You did it. Fright Fest tickets coming at 8:40 this morning. Your chance to win that 4-pack to go to Six Flags Great America. It's spooky season.
It might be one of my favorite times just because, well, one, I love Fright Fest. Yeah. I love going to Six Flags during that time. Even though I don't like scary stuff, Fright Fest was always lit because I live so close. It was something to do.
Like lit, like with a lot of lights, like, that you weren't scared?
Well,
or
no. Lit like fun. Not lit in that sense.
I had to ask because it's dark during spooky season.
It's more dim because you go at night.
You had me at lit and then you went, oh no, I just meant fun.
I meant like the urbanized lit form of lit.
Fine.
Urban Dictionary's
the
definition.
Slang lit. I got you. Those are coming up at 8:40. And Kelly in Sussex had called and said that was what she did this weekend. But let's go to Lori in Cedarburg. She's going to share what she did. Who run the world, girls? Who run the world, girls? Lori.
Morning.
Well, tell us what you did.
I went and tried to go see the flamingos in Port Washington.
Did you see that on social media?
I did see that, and I thought that was wild. Like, I was like, whose pet flamingos got out, y'all? Ain't no way.
All I saw was Mark Baden made a comment, the meteorologist from Channel 12, on Facebook, saying, maybe it was somebody else. This story sucks already, but they were implying that the flamingos came from the hurricanes?
Yep.
Is that right?
They got thrown off their flight pattern.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were in like 5 or 6 days that they normally aren't because of the hurricane. But unfortunately, I missed them by 10 minutes.
No!
I couldn't believe those pictures of the flamingos on Lake Michigan. It was bizarre.
Amazing. And how'd they end up so far? I ain't even going to lie. Like, that is a way to fly and go, hey, anybody getting cold? I'm getting a little cold. You think we should turn around,
well,
maybe make
honestly,
a left, stop asking for directions?
I would love to, like, talk to a bird sometime and be like, how far is far? Is this a far flight for you? Or is this like when we go to Europe?
Was this just a Sunday drive?
Yeah. Is this an easy flight for you to come to Wisconsin? Talk to me. If I could ask a bird, I would want to know these things.
Well, yeah, they were there for like 6 hours before they left.
Wow. I'm sorry you missed the flamingos on Lake Michigan this weekend, Lori, but thanks for calling.
Hey, you guys have a good day.
You too.
She got out of work early. Look out. Here's trouble. Destiny's calling in Milwaukee. You got out early on a Monday? Wow.
Man, hey, that... You want to stay and help out, or you want to leave? All right, deuces, bye, see y'all.
Bye.
So mean.
I gotta go talk to the birds that Ellie's got a question. What
the flamingos? Destiny, you didn't see the flamingos up in Sheboygan, Lake
Michigan?
They're like,
yeah.
It was crazy.
Bro, I ain't even got no time to watch TV.
Did you know Usher's playing the Super Bowl?
No, I didn't even know that.
You know Taylor Swift was at the game with Travis Kelce this weekend?
I saw that because I saw Instagram.
Okay.
So what did you do this weekend?
It's busy now because I got soccer. So I had 2 soccer games Saturday that I coached. And then I coached my daughter's game also at 2:00. So I just be everywhere. Birthday party at 5, killed 3 beers within 10 minutes.
Okay, so you basically did a bunch of fun stuff with family and friends.
All right, lumberjack.
Yeah, right. I thought about it, but
nice. But soccer was your weekend, the soccer coaching.
I know nothing about soccer. And my kids are, we have won both our games.
Oh, good to know they'll let anybody coach.
Yeah, right. We just need volunteers, y'all. We just happy that y'all are here.
Man, I just got yelled. And then the parents are like, hey, love watching you roll on the ground. Because I'm into it, man. I love coaching.
And that's all the kids yelling,
like, go, kick it, pass it. I don't know. Don't use your hands. Yeah. I don't know nothing.
Destiny do know soccer. She just gave you like the first five rules.
Don't use your hands. That
Run,
was easy.
Kick it, go, don't use your hands. You exactly. do know soccer.
See, good job.
I was
going to
make
this.
A song out of it too.
Well, do that on your own time and let us know how it goes.
What are you trying to say, I'm not a rapper?
Yes, that's what I said. I said what I said.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
You said it involves an ex. You had me at drama. I'm in.
You got your tea ready?
I'm ready. What do we got today?
So Regina wrote in and says, hey, Ali and DZ, I've been seeing this guy for a little under 2 months. Mm-hmm. We've slowly started to get a little more serious. Ooh. We have a lot of common interests and vibe really well. I'm not saying he's my Prince Charming, but I could see us exclusively dating.
Okay.
Here's my problem. He currently lives with his ex-girlfriend.
Bye.
So he says they broke up over 6 months ago, and it was amicable, only live together still because neither can afford to move out, and they're able to remain friends because they were friends before dating.
Okay, everybody's friends before dating. Listen. Of course you're not friends after dating.
She says she's met her. She's met her when she's been over to their place.
She's met her. That's even weirder.
And overall seems really nice. I have my own Regina says, I have my own personal insecurities about them being around one another, but it's not like they still sleep in the same bed. They have separate spaces, and it's out of convenience that they still live together. If we were to get more serious, I definitely think I could have a problem with them living together. Should I just cut this guy loose like some of my friends say I should do? And clearly Allie's leaning towards.
Red flag. You live with your ex. No thanks.
I could see this being a deal breaker for so many people, and I'm trying to figure out if I'm one of them.
This is like when married couples get divorced and they're like, we're going to live together for the kids for a little bit. And then it never lasts because you can't. Living with an ex. Yeah, right. After a while, you move on with your lives and then it becomes awkward, or you don't and you end up back together.
Gee, one of my best friends.
Yeah.
The best man at my wedding. I mean, and this is a strange scenario, right? Like, how many times work, but they live together.
This is the exception.
Biological father lived in the house, lived in the basement, so the kids could all be together, and then mother and stepfather lived upstairs, hung out.
Stop. Did you just say the mom and the stepdad lived in the same house with the dad?
Everybody lived together, and it was such a harmonious relationship. Like, to me, that I grew up with that being like more normal to me, and I was like, oh, dang, that's a bet.
It was it was harmonious.
Everybody dapped it up every morning, like, what's up?
What do you mean dapped it up?
Not like that. Stop it.
Your best friend, but that is the exception, DZ.
Yeah, 100%. But I'm saying there's exceptions to
the
rule.
But this is like he's just not that into you. Are you the exception? Probably not.
Regina's in a genuine predicament though, because I've had friends that have stayed with their exes, lived with their exes after breaking up because of a need. It's a necessity,
and we don't want to We have to pay our own bills when we break up with somebody. It sucks.
Basically,
we have to move on. You know, I get it.
She's interested in buddy. Though.
Yeah. All right.
I got an idea.
Okay. I want to hear your advice next, and we will also take everyone else's advice. 414-533-1037. Call us. Let us know what you think. Should she break up with the guy or keep seeing him? He lives with his ex. They've been seeing each other for 2 months. She doesn't think anything's going on.
We got to help Regina
DZ
out.
DZ says, come on, everybody. It's fine. We're fine. Right?
We'll see what I say.
Okay, good. It's coming up next.
A problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, well, well. Look what we have here. We have somebody living with their ex, and they have a new girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah. So the new girlfriend wrote in. Regina is trying to figure it out. She said her current man, they've been dating for a little under 2 months.
Yes.
And he's living with an ex out of convenience.
Yeah.
She's met her and says she's really nice. They're friends.
She doesn't think anything weird. She doesn't think they're sleeping together.
No. She doesn't think they're like anything to do, but she's got her personal reservations about it and wants to know what I would do and what everybody else would do.
I'm being sarcastic when I go, why?
Is this a deal breaker for real?
Yes.
Dunzo.
Done. One, I would assume they were still being intimate.
And, sure.
And, which is what most couples who still live together have told me when I ask these questions, because I will ask them.
For sure, for sure.
I'll be like, do you guys sleep together? Yeah. I'm like, of course you do.
Occasionally we have nights. Of course you do.
Like, they're both still single. You
That's
know
what
I mean?
Saying.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you're not emotionally available to move on.
Exactly.
When you do that was my worry. But what's your advice?
I say stand strong.
You say go with it.
I say go with it. Let it breathe. Y'all ain't been together long enough. It's 2 months. Mm-hmm. You don't even, she said, where's it at? I don't think I'm not saying he's my Prince Charming or whatever, but yeah. I can see them exclusively dating. How about you wait until you guys exclusively date? Because right now you guys are kind of just seeing one another.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Technically, it's nothing serious. Don't take it that serious. Mm. This is, people get too involved, too heavy, too fast, and then feel some type of way.
I do agree with that. I do think people dive in head first instead of just chilling out and letting things flow for a little bit. Yeah, 2 months is not a long time to date someone at all.
Exclusively date first and then go from there. Maybe mm-hmm. by that time, y'all can move in together.
Mm-hmm.
Don't dismiss a possible Prince Charming just because mm-hmm. you got a problem with Prince Charming's past.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Okay. That's what you say. Well, let's go to Lisa calling from West Dallas this morning.
Morning.
What do you think? You heard DZ's advice. He says go with it. It's too soon to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I think that she should go with it too. If she has a good feeling about it in the first place, like she might have a little bit of reservations, but she's not like, yeah, they're definitely sleeping together.
Uh-huh.
Go with it. See what it leads to be. You know, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
And get proven wrong. Like,
and if
something
it's not, you're going to get heartbroken and then you're screwed and deal with it.
She has a reservation, so she's kind of already going in kind of guarded. You know what I'm saying? Like,
true.
You know,
well,
just,
someone living with their ex is a fair reservation to have. And
oh, come on.
Just be blunt about it, everybody.
But have you seen how much rent is now? A one-bedroom, like,
yeah, Lisa, I pay it. Lisa,
easily $12.50.
I am a single mom. I own my own house. I get it, okay? I would love to have two incomes, but that doesn't mean I'm living with someone with my ex just to make the rent.
Just to make ends meet?
Hell to the no. I'll move.
They're young. You know they're young, because this is a young problem to have.
Yeah.
They didn't say age, but I'm guessing 25 tops, bruh. It's got to be 25 tops.
I'm in their 40s living with their ex.
Ooh, well,
and she's listening. She knows who she is.
I stand corrected.
Move
never
out.
Mind. Never
I told
mind.
Her to move out.
Regina might be older. I don't know.
What I'm saying is these problems run the gamut, DZ. I get why you think she's in her 20s, but who the hell knows?
No, you're right. You're right.
At this point, I'll put
here go my foot.
You never know. I don't know. All right, Lisa, thank you for calling. Both of you say go for it at this
point. Welcome.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Let's see what Erica and Cudahy says. Erica, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Erica, we saw her at the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Walk. Her daughter is Emma and Cudahy, who cannot get a theme song. Tries, but never gets 5 days in a row.
We on the way.
But Erica's here today.
Erica might get a theme song first.
Erica, thanks for coming out to the walk. It was nice to meet you and see
you. Nice to meet you.
What do you think about what would DZ do, though?
My thing is, what's the plan?
Oh.
I mean,
like, do they have a plan
you live together,
to move
like,
out?
Yeah, like,
ding,
I understand the deal. You live together. I understand there's things as leases and all that stuff, or maybe one of the two needing some time to get themselves together or finding somewhere else to
She's
stay.
She's right.
But is there a plan?
She's right. That would
Are they going to re-sign a lease next year when this lease is up?
Yeah, like, what's the plan? Like, I get it. Like, I get, okay, I like this guy. He's living with his ex. I don't think they got anything on. Is she dating somebody else, or is she actively dating? Who broke up with who?
Ooh,
I mean, what's the plan?
Erica, that's a good point, because if she's dating somebody else, then everybody's kind of like attention split. But if she's single, she could somehow, some way, maybe end up trying to make a play on them because they're in the same roof.
Ooh. I don't think she needs
right,
to
because
be single.
We all know girls like girls who already have, like, oh, maybe he's not so bad. Look at
how it makes him more
really
attractive.
Nice care of her.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
I'm saying she doesn't have to be single to be sleeping with her ex. This is my other point.
No,
and that's
at all.
Where I'm going, because DZ was like, well, if she's single, she might be trying to slide in. I go, that doesn't even matter.
There's just a higher chance, in my opinion.
Hey, there
if
is.
She got another boyfriend, she's going to be spending time with another boyfriend.
You would think.
Well, you would think.
Hope.
Right. You would assume. But that,
I mean,
value.
Question number one is, what's the plan?
Mm. Right. They got to have a plan. Got to have a plan.
I think that's a fair place to meet in the middle, because you're not giving up on them, but you're also saying, are you going to live with your ex forever? Or when are you moving out so I can think about our future? Because if not, I'm not thinking about our future.
Yeah.
This is fine.
I agree with DZ. Like, I agree with DZ when he says, Like, it's only 2 months. You know what I mean? So you can't put all this pressure on someone like, you need to move out of your house right now. Mm-hmm. And you need to get rid of her. And mm-hmm. you need, like, that's too many ultimatums in a 2 month period span. Like, come on. Like, people are barely giving each other last names at 2 months. So,
I know that's right. I mean, this sounds funny, but you know that's right. Erica's bringing that hammer.
I'm serious. I'm serious.
Erica got the points. I think Regina needs to go with that. Ask what the plan is and then go from there.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And if it sounds wishy-washy, then you know where he stands. But if it sounds like solid, like this is what's happening, like, you know, like if you get the real deal and you know when you're getting the real deal or if you're getting the wishy-washy bullcrap.
Yeah, but we don't listen to our gut a lot of the time, Erica. That's the problem when we're dating. Okay?
That is the problem.
That's why we're all with wackos half the time and it's not a match.
I think it's funny, like the two married, or I don't know if the other person was married, but me and DZ are like, no, give it a chance. But, you know,
give it a shot.
Keep your guard up.
Right.
The single one's like, run.
Love is always still possible.
The single one who's dealt with dating says, get the hell out. And trust me, it's bad news, man. Well, whoever texted
in. I got a lot of single friends, and they run from a lot of red flags. But every once in a while, they give it the benefit of the doubt, and they end up, you know, dating someone for a few months that they thought they were going to let go right away.
Erica. And at least they run from the red flags. That makes one of us. I mean, jeez.
Yo, like,
next
honestly.
Next time I need to catch Allie, I'm just waving a big red flag.
I see a flag. I'm coming. Home. I see home. It's so comfortable.
The beacon.
Thanks for calling, Erica. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
And whoever texted in, just have a thruple. Get out of here.
You saw that?
Get out of here. Want to go to Fright Fest at Six Flags? We've got your tickets coming up at 8:40 this morning. That'll be exciting.
Who doesn't like Fright Fest? I know you've never been.
Well, I'm scared of spooky stuff.
It's not as spooky as you'd think. Mm. We should go this year.
Okay.
We should go.
My kids will go. I'll be screaming more than them.
The whole family will go. And the best part is we won't have to pay for parking.
Yes. Oh, yeah, because you grew up by there, or your wife.
We know where to park.
You have the secret spots.
We got a secret parking spot. Don't worry about it.
That's awesome. Those are at 8:40 this morning. And yesterday, I got to see you at the Susan G. Komen walk. It was great.
It was last morning.
Yesterday morning.
Yesterday morning was an amazing, amazing time. Mm-hmm. That was my first time going. I don't think I told you that. I don't know.
Oh, okay, good.
But that was my first time at a Susan G. Komen event, and it was lit.
It was emotional and lit. It's fun. It's a lot of energy. Because you have, you know, 400 survivors walking up to the stage and everybody's cheering for them. And some of them, and they're carrying signs. I'm getting goosebumps. Oh, I'm getting goosebumps because so many people, of course, have been affected by breast cancer. But you see these survivors coming to the stage. And I'm up on stage, you know, emceeing it with Elizabeth from our sister station. Mm-hmm. And we're up there and I can see you in the crowd, DZ. I'm like, there's DZ. But the survivors are coming up. And one's holding a sign that says 26 years plus of survival. Survivorship. So she's been a survivor for 26 years, and it goes down the line. You see these women coming in like the single file line, and it gets down to 1+ year survivor, and now we're in the currently battling. And I'm just like, oh, you think you're having a bad day? Look down. She's just trying to survive cancer, and she's got two little kids right next to her.
We got fighters and warriors over here with their support system behind them, but like, wow.
It's emotional.
I do. I got chills thinking about it, standing there, and just, I looked around, and you could see the effect it had on so many different people, young and old, all alike, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there were two cancer survivors on the stage who found out they had breast cancer when they were pregnant.
Right.
Imagine that.
Right.
Imagine you're young. You're pregnant. You're about to have a baby. It's just scary stuff. So
man. It
was great to be out there. I will say it was for an amazing cause. Proud of everybody who came down to the Summerfest grounds and hung out with us for the walk and walked. Shout out to my boys, my new friends at the Milwaukee Fire Department.
I lost Allie at one point, y'all. I swear. I was like, Allie, dang. Allie. I was over, Allie. Allie. Hey, yo, Allie. And all of a sudden, I hear, put me down, boys. And do I look over at the firemen? And who do I find?
DZ, it was the best because I'm standing there talking to Chief Lipsky, the chief of the Milwaukee Fire Department.
Big ups.
And out of nowhere, our boss goes, can you have the firefighters pick Allie up for a picture? And I go, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa, as she's laying down. Whoa, whoa, no, no, no.
Without missing a beat, Chief Lipsky turns. Man, get over here, pick Allie up now. And
hop,
I'm like,
hop, hop,
this
hop,
is amazing.
Hop, 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 hop. All of a sudden, 30 firefighters came out of nowhere. Hop, 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 hop. Everybody was in pink. Hop, 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 hop.
The chief called. They came running. They came running. I was like, this is great. No, it was fun. And they were out there. They were giving out roses to the survivors, as they always do at the end, which is so nice.
Yeah.
And we met a ton of great listeners.
What was your favorite part? Keep it a book.
It was not the firemen picking me up, like I know you all think I'm going to say.
Okay.
That was fun.
I was going to say.
I put those on Facebook and Instagram. You're welcome. No, the best part is being there in that place and seeing how many people that you're not alone. It's the community. It's mm-hmm. the camaraderie. It's the once a year more than pink walk where breast cancer survivors who are normally at their house alone get to come together and be not alone and with people just like them who are going through the same stuff or who have been through the same stuff.
The unity in the community.
Yeah. You met Trish yesterday. Trish is a perfect example. 16 years ago, I went downtown for the More Than Pink Walk. I didn't even have kids. I wasn't married, single. And I met Trish, and she had gotten diagnosed with breast cancer the night before. And she decided to join the Kiss FM team. Now, 16 years later, I'm seeing her at this walk, and she's
fast
a survivor.
Forward.
I'm like, it's been 16 years since you showed up the day you got diagnosed to walk,
strong.
And you're surviving. So those are the moments, I think, that you just get perspective. It's and perspective.
Correct me if I'm wrong. She showed you a picture from 16 years ago.
Of me and her.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And man, she's a survivor.
Stop,
so
bro.
Cool. So nice.
Well, now
so,
it makes...
And not everybody gets to be a survivor. Not everybody wins their battle. But that's why we do the More Than Pink Walk, right? So on a Monday morning, if you're having a bad morning, your coffee spilled, you're annoyed because your kids are annoying you, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Got some smuts on your shirt. It's okay.
Take some... I needed a moment of... Like, you think you're having a bad day?
Right.
There's a woman down there who just got diagnosed with breast cancer who's pregnant. Just think about that.
Man, you made my favorite part now seem obsolete.
Well, what was your favorite part?
Well,
sorry. No, was it something fun?
I'm childish. My favorite part was getting to stand in the giant life-size shopping cart. Like, I loved being at the event, don't get me wrong. But the second I saw the festival food giant shopping cart, I went, I need to be in that cart. I need to get in that cart. I don't know what we're going to do, but I need to get in that cart. And, it happened.
They let us get in the cart. And not only did they let us get in the cart, we found out something very exciting. Actually, I don't know if I'm supposed to say that's who it came from.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking
about. I don't either. Coming up next for Am I the Jerk? Am I the Jerk stems from some information we found out yesterday.
Ooh, some tea.
At the More Than Pink Walk. Ooh. Involving a couple in Milwaukee who's about to get put on blast. So, Am I the Jerk involves them.
Yeah.
We'll have to tell this story next.
I mean...
Oh, God. I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Are you the jerk? If you write into Am I the Jerk and don't tell the people who you're writing in about it and they hear it on the radio and then you're in trouble, are you the jerk?
I feel like this is good. This is good because this is something that so many people have done. Otherwise, we wouldn't have an anonymous program.
Mm-hmm. So we're at the Susan G. Komen More Than Pink Walk yesterday down at the Summerfest grounds.
Mm-hmm.
And we meet this couple and they are the nicest. They're like, what's up, Allie and DZ? We love the show. We love Am I the Jerk? And he says, in fact, my wife wrote in once. Said, stop. What was the issue?
And y'all read it.
And we read it on the air. And people call. And the wife looks at me and she goes, I was the jerk. I said, what did you write in about? She said, we were the ones who wrote in because, she goes, my mother-in-law lived with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted her out.
And I know people going to remember this one, too.
Oh,
I'm sure.
And everybody said she was the jerk on the air.
Yep, yep.
I don't remember how Facebook took it, but she was the jerk. Well, come to find out, she never told her husband she wrote in about it, and he was driving to work that day and heard it. And he said he was listening, and he goes, this sounds so much like my story.
But that's not our names.
No, well, those aren't our names. It's just a similar story.
And the story went on and on and on, and it got more similar and similar and similar until he went,
His wife had written into the show and not told him, and he heard it on the air.
Confronted her about it, and she went, yep.
Yeah, I did it. And I wrote in, because I want your mother-in-law out. I wrote into Allie and DZ for Am I the Jerk? And here we are, which led us to today's Am I the Jerk?
We looked at each other and went,
this is an Am I the Jerk?
Yeah.
This alone. is the wife a jerk for writing into the show anonymously about their issue and wanting the mother-in-law out and not telling him? Because she changed the names.
True.
Nobody would have known it was them but him.
But he still heard and picked it out. He went, no, that is us. And he busted her out for it. So he went, you wrote into the show. You wrote in.
Wrote into the show, and she was the jerk in the end, which is kind of bitter in the butt anyway.
Oh, it bit her in the butt, but mother-in-law still got bit in the butt out the door because she got her way.
She did. 414-533-1037. That is the Am I the Jerk today. What's her name going to be? Let's name her.
Her name, I think she said when she wrote in, was like Lori.
She made up a name, right?
Yeah, she made up her own name and said, call me Lori, so why don't we just keep it?
So is Lori a jerk for writing into Am I the Jerk about wanting her mother-in-law out of the house without telling her husband, who then heard it on the air in real time?
This is so good.
I love this. She wanted advice and she was trying to keep it anonymous. I don't get what the problem is.
I'm thinking she is a little bit of a jerk because it's like, sure, do you want to keep your people protected? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but when it doesn't happen, you should have just told your husband, hey, I wrote into Am I the Jerk, wrote in anonymously, because when he heard it, he went, oh, wow, you really going to write in about us? Wow, not that I got a problem with it, but wow. I'm leaning towards a little bit of a jerk.
Somebody already texted in, not the jerk. We are going to take your calls and your text next. I can't wait to hear which way people go.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So we met Lori yesterday at the Susan G. Komen More Than Pink Walk and found out that she had written into the show anonymously about how her mother-in-law was annoying her and she wanted her mother-in-law out of the house. The problem was her husband heard it all on the air and realized that his wife had written into the show and not told him that it was his mom she wanted out of the house.
You can't be anonymous if somebody's going to hear the situation and know it's you.
So funny. So we said, you know what? Today, for Am I the Jerk, is the wife the jerk for writing into the show anonymously but not anonymously enough that the husband knew it was her the whole time? Mel is calling from Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Mel.
Good morning.
What do we think?
So I don't think she's a jerk. And here's why. So I have a lot of people on Facebook that post all of their business online and it creates family drama and all these things. Mm-hmm. She at least tried to get advice from outside perspective, changing the names without outing the family. She could have gone on Facebook and been like, so-and-so is getting on my nerves. I want her out of my house.
You're not wrong.
And if you guys said that the mother-in-law is out of the house, maybe the advice that she got was the easier way to speak to her husband about it. Maybe she found a way that was more respectful or point that made more sense, just so that she was taking the mother into consideration as well as the husband's feelings. Because I get where it could become like he's surprised, but maybe this is something she talked to him about and he was like, yeah, that's my mother, she's staying, it is right. What it is.
Right. No, I hear you, Mel, but then where I'm coming from is the fact that it is his mother. He could have at least gotten the heads up on, don't tell nobody, don't tell the mother-in-law, but tell your husband.
Maybe he did, though, and we don't know the backstory.
She wanted advice from a third party.
I was married for 6 years, and when we got married, his parents lived with us. I was told the day that we got married and everything, it's only going to be a year. I am now divorced and remarried.
Mel said, listen, experience.
Listen, he wrote into the show, her husband, and said, oh, my wife is definitely the jerk.
No. I mean, I'm not saying, don't know the mother-in-law. No, maybe it's like my ex-mother-in-law.
Stand on it, Mel. You said not the jerk. We appreciate you.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, no, I don't think she's the jerk.
All right, have a great day.
Bye.
You too.
Somebody texted in and said, not the jerk. That's why it's anonymous. It's like we're her therapist. She needed the advice without talking to her husband to make sure it was a fair request. It's true. She felt like she had the moral dilemma, which was, I don't like my mother-in-law living with us. I want her out. And I don't want to go to therapy. So let me ask everybody on Am I the Jerk?
Touche, but didn't know my husband was going to be listening and be able to pick us out no matter how anonymous I made us.
Bella is in Kenosha this morning. Bella, good morning. It's been a minute, but you're
here. Good morning. It's been a long minute. I'm here.
A minute. How are you?
I'm good.
What do you think?
Go ahead.
No, is Lori the jerk?
That's what we want to know. She's not a jerk. She's not a jerk at all.
Yeah.
I think if she was not anonymous, that would have been a different situation for sure.
Okay.
But
kind of one of those things, like, if it sounds like something and it's like you can relate to it, well, homie, that's probably why she put it on the radio. You know he was listening.
Bella thinks she did it on purpose so he would hear it.
And then he resonated with it.
Wouldn't that make her a jerk for doing it that way instead of getting it? If that's the case, then you are being shady.
Hold on. She planted the seed. I'm hearing it because she did it where we wouldn't know who it was, but she knew he was going to know given the situation and probably the words within it that she used.
But it backfired.
This is our situation.
It backfired because she ended up being the jerk on that day.
She did it on purpose, but she did it so he would hear. Maybe. I'm hearing what Bella's saying.
I would prefer direct communication, but please. If that works
I agree, but it does work.
It makes our show great, so I don't mind.
Yeah, then you got to meet them yesterday.
And clearly they were both still okay with it because they were both together. They seemed very happy. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and that's every couple. they were the nicest couple. They seemed fine. Okay, so Bella says not a jerk.
Not a jerk.
Shout out to my neighbor, Diana, yesterday went to her first walk home up there with you guys.
She was out there with us.
Awesome. Well, Bella, you are not going to get cut from the roster because we've had you call in now when we do our audit. When we are auditing the regulars and some are panicking and messaging me every way they can. It's okay. You're in, Bella. You're in. We'll talk to you later.
Shout out to my peeps.
Bye.
Last but not least, Sarah is in Kenosha, another regular who was panicked when I pulled her up. She said, Allie, my schedule changed.
Safe.
Hey.
Another safe one.
You're not getting kicked out.
I was panicked.
Check your heart rate. You good?
You're not getting cut.
I was panicked.
You're not.
Because I didn't want to be cut. I worked so hard for my theme song.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It is determination. And you are allowed to stay as one of the regulars on Allie and DZ. Congratulations.
My new work schedule has me. I'm starting an hour later. And so
fine.
It's all wonky.
Hey, you don't got to justify. You're here. You're safe. You good.
Mm-hmm. I'm here. I still listen every day.
Thank you, girl.
So what do you think? Is Lori the jerk for writing in about the problem she was having with her mother-in-law and not telling her husband, who then heard it on the show and called her out on it?
No. Not a jerk at all.
Brooms, it's a sweep.
Also, I bet deep down, her husband felt the same thing about his own mother and just didn't want to hurt her feelings.
Because it's his mother.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I do agree. I would have voted jerk if she would not have been anonymous, but she was just trying to get opinions outside of people who know her husband, and know the mother-in-law, so not a jerk.
Okay, fair enough. Somebody texted in and said, jerk, why? Strength in numbers. I'll bet that most people who write in anonymously is because they want to be passive-aggressive and trying to get other people on their side.
That person's a jerk.
That's kind of what I was saying about the communication being wacky. They're saying that they want that one person, they want to hear it, know that they are right. But again, I said it backfired because she ended up being the jerk that day. She didn't get what she wanted.
Nope.
She wanted her mother-in-law gone and everybody said she was the jerk.
She got the jerk nomination that day, but she still got her mother-in-law out. So even though she ain't get what she wanted on air, she got what she wanted in real life. You know what I'm saying?
It was a win-win for her.
And a win-win for us.
Exactly.
Full circle, baby.
We got two whole Am I the Jerks out of this couple. This is great.
I love them.
Write in any time to hear that we're causing problems across Milwaukee. Whoops! Oopsies! No, they were a nice couple, and I'm glad they're still together. And I'm glad the mother-in-law moved out.
Facts.
For everyone's sake.
For everybody's sake, for real.
Sarah, it's good to hear from you. We'll talk to you later.
Good to talk to you guys.
Bye. Have a great day.
Bye. All right. Coming up next, I want to hear about your wedding this weekend. DC got married. I'm just kidding. He's already married.
we renewed our vows.
No, he went to a wedding. He was in a wedding, and we're going to hear about it next. I need all the details down to open bar, not open bar, all the important stuff.
Did anybody get too tipsy?
Did they have a registry or they just want money? Tell me everything.
I got you.
All right, it's next. Don't forget, we got tickets to Six Flags Great America. 8:40, because Fright Fest is upon us. It's spooky season, everybody. It's happening. We're going to hook you up this morning, but you were at a wedding this weekend.
Speaking about spooky, no, I'm playing.
Hey, that's my line. I'm going to get spooked out by relationships around here, not you.
No, it was a very, very, very dear friend, man. One of my best friends. I've known him for more of my life than I haven't. You know, been friends since high school and have maintained our friendship since. I got to stand at his wedding. dating. Mm-hmm. Man, wow. I mean, they had been dating as long as my wife and I had been dating.
Oh, you're the high school, like from the high school days.
High school sweetheart. They've been together for over 12 years. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, he decided to pop the question last year.
What changed?
Nothing. The fact that
the first 11 years?
She put the pressure on. She said, no, it's time.
She finally said, marry me or get the hell out.
No. They're the couple, like, they've been mom and dad to a lot of people for a very long time. Like, they were in their own world, doing their own thing. They were focused on their professions and careers and have really focused on establishing themselves. Mm-hmm. And now that they feel like we're good in both our careers, our moment has come. Let's get married.
We're ready.
Let's do it. And they did it. Yeah,
nice.
Man. So we spent the weekend, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It was dedicated to them.
Mm-hmm. Right? And so you had the wedding. Was it open bar?
It was open bar.
Shut up.
It was open bar, man. And it was perfect.
What was the food? Buffet or sit down?
It was sit down.
What did they serve? I have the important questions.
Chicken and steak. The chicken was phenomenal. I didn't get the steak, but the steak I was told was very tasty as well.
I didn't ask how it tasted. I said, what did they serve?
Oh, well, I mean, you asked the question. I'm going
to
explain it.
Give me the sides.
Next question.
Did they have rolls on the table? I'm kidding.
Nope, no rolls on the table. Next question.
Did they register for gifts or money?
They could do both, but they also did a rescue fund for their rescue dog.
Aww.
Yeah, because they didn't bring their dog, but their dog's a huge part of their life, right? So okay, their dog, Cowboy, had his own drink at the wedding. Ooh. They had fancy napkins with Cowboy's face on them.
Their dog is their child.
Their dog is their baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have children at the moment, but their dog is their fur baby.
It was surfaced around them.
Uh-huh. The dog wasn't present, but it was there in spirit.
Oh, my goodness. Was your wife in the wedding?
My wife was not in the wedding, obviously she went.
Well, obviously, you guys are good friends with them.
We brought Sammy to the rehearsal dinner, but we did not bring Sammy to the actual ceremony.
Smart move, especially if you're in the wedding. Were you glad that you did that?
Very glad.
Oh, good.
Oh, very glad, because you know how it is when you're in the wedding. It's one thing being a guest and attending.
Yes.
But being in the wedding, your attentions are split in 100 different directions.
You can't watch your kid when you're in a wedding.
Nope. And
unless
I didn't want that all on my wife.
Wedding. Unless the kid is in the wedding with you in the back room getting ready.
True.
Then the kid is allowed. But if it's just your pregnant wife, she's got enough going on.
Yeah. She didn't need all that at all. But we all got to see a lot of friends that we hadn't seen in a very long time. And it was kind of like every time you see these people, it's a beautiful little reunion. So, yeah.
There's something about seeing people you haven't seen in a long time and picking up where you left off like nothing changed.
It's wild.
Like nothing. A lot of my high school friends, it feels like that too. We get on FaceTime after a year and it's like we never stop talking.
And I don't know if people told you this. When you were growing up, but everybody always told me that the people that you're friends with now, like in high school, junior high, I was like, you're not going to be friends with them in 20 years.
Mm.
Here we are about 20 years later, and these are still my people.
Yeah, I think it depends on the people. I don't think that's true. I think it depends on the person. I think you and I are social people with a lot of friends, different friend groups, and we stay friends with people.
Mm-hmm.
I think some people hated high school and never want to see those people again.
True.
I did not have a bad experience. We were social people. We played sports. We were active. We had fun. We were friends with everybody.
Yeah.
We liked our high school friends.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't.
That's right.
In fairness. So I think, and I don't want to make it sound like we were at the cool table with our letter jackets.
I wasn't cool.
Everybody.
I definitely wasn't cool.
I wasn't cool. I was just friends with everybody. I was loud.
I wasn't Mr. Popular. I was just Mr. Everywhere.
Can you believe people in our high schools knew us with our loud mouths? That would blow my mind.
Yeah. No, I remember people would be like, oh, I could recognize your voice a mile away.
Yeah.
I don't think my voice is that recognizable.
Yeah,
but I was at a McDonald's drive thru once and somebody was like, is this DZ? And I'm like, yeah.
That's amazing.
Almost peeled off. Like, I don't know. I don't want my food now.
Oh, final question. Oh, I don't want to put you on the spot.
Nah, put me on the spot. What's up?
Did you get a gift?
Did I get a gift?
Did you guys get them a gift?
Yes, we got them a gift.
Was it just money?
No, my wife handled that. She did. She went to the bridal shower, all that
good
stuff.
She got a gift.
And then, did a gift.
Oh, I'm money all day. I want to go online and send you like $50 to $100 for your honeymoon and see you later. That's my vibe. I'm not into bringing a gift to a wedding anymore. Not even a card. Not even a card with money. I'd rather just Venmo you.
Where's y'all Cash App, Link
Cat?
Y'all don't got the QR code? They did have QR codes, though.
QR codes are the way. It's
they
the future.
Did.
You
they...
gotta have a QR code.
And one last thing, bro. They had a portable photo booth.
What do you mean portable?
A portable photo booth.
What does that mean?
Imagine a giant round ring light, right? With an iPad in the middle, basically. And handles on the side. And she walked around the entire party, inside, outside. If you was in the bathroom, if you was in the back suite.
Portable.
Portable photo booth.
Oh.
People barely even went upstairs to the second floor where she had the like the curtain thing to take the pictures in front of.
Because she brought it. She came.
She
to
just
them.
Brought it to the dance floor. Kidding me?
That's actually a cool tip for anyone getting married. A portable photo booth. These are good tips. Anyone?
Pro move.
Looking for something new at a wedding. QR code and portable photo booth.
You want one last flex on them?
Yeah.
They did Chipotle as the late night snack. Chipotle late night snacks. They snapped. They ain't have to flex on them like that. They really didn't have to do it to them like that. Yes! I'm talking about everybody was hats off. Woo! They,
you know what?
You did what we did. We were like, y'all go.
They're amazing. Can I say one more thing? You just triggered a memory. I have to share.
What's up?
My son Owen was at his first sleepover this weekend.
Yeah.
He came home and told me they went out to dinner. They went to the Brazilian steakhouse.
Oh, dang. For a sleepover?
It was this boy's birthday. Isaac, shout out. And guess what they got at 9 o'clock?
What'd they get?
Taco Bell.
A late night? Wow.
Isaac, nobody ever brought me Taco Bell at the sleepovers I went to.
Ooh, these kids are evolving, bro.
What?
So everybody's leveling up.
You said Chipotle late at night. I said, Owen just told me he got late night. He goes, Mom, late night Taco Bell's the best. And I was like, you don't know nothing about late night Taco Bell.
Late night Tex-Mex, late night Mexican, late night American Mexican, late night any type of rice and beans is all me, baby.
Late night food, I'm in.
Facts. Facts, though, for real.
Well, I'm glad it went well, and congratulations to the happy couple.
Yeah, Cam and Tess, man.
Cam and Tess. Portable photo booths and QR codes. I love it. Thanks for sharing, DZ.
Got you.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, let's talk about the fact that Usher has been chosen to perform the halftime show, everybody.
He's selected.
I saw this last night and went, were we that busy this weekend? I missed this.
We had to have been.
We were. We were, because Usher, that was announced. He will be performing as the halftime show. Now, you know, he's had the Vegas residency. He's got a lot of hype around him.
We just saw him singing for Keke Palmer.
That's right.
getting that relationship all messy.
I don't mind Usher. I think he's got enough songs. It'll be fine.
Oh, his catalog is extensive.
Yeah, so I guess I'm here for it.
I'm here for it, but something that I wish it's not just him. Because could he do it by himself?
You said it. That's where I was going with that.
Sure.
Thank you.
I'd love to see at least 2 to 3 other people that he's featured with on songs to bolster it up. You know, make it beefy.
Yeah, that's true.
Add some meat and potatoes to the soup, baby.
He's going
to
do it. Rihanna did it last year. This year it'll be Usher. And did you see? Well, you know what? I don't have to say, did you see? Everybody saw.
Everybody saw. Speaking of football,
and if
everybody
you didn't,
saw.
I don't even watch. Why would I have been watching this game? But I saw it.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift.
What?
Oh, she's making me want to fall in love again. She's in the stands cheering for her man. I'm like, go, girl.
She was getting into it.
And I think she's playing up to the cameras, and I'm here for it because she's clowning the media for giving her so much crap over whoever she dates. But I do believe they're clearly friends. I put up a video of them walking backstage together.
The video of them walking in together?
Oh, was that in? Not out? That
no,
was in.
That was in. That was in. Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you right now. Players normally walk in alone.
And he didn't. He walked in with Taylor Swift.
You know, and he didn't walk out alone either.
Who was she sitting with? Did you know who was around her? Because I had no idea who those people were, and I didn't care. I didn't know if it was like his mom or not. I didn't know if it was his friends or family.
My guess is it's probably like some of her people, like a stylist, a friend, somebody in security not far behind.
Nobody cared about football yesterday. Go, Pat, go, by the way. That was an amazing win at the end. However,
I'll give him that. That was a good pull.
It was amazing.
Come from behind win. I'll give you that.
It was so good. I didn't realize we won it. It's happened so quick. We just won?
I'm not going to break down the analytics, but that's two games back-to-back where y'all win by 1 point. Y'all are getting lucky. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh. Well, after a while, it's not going to be luck anymore. It's going to be talent.
Dog,
and then what?
We're 0-3, so I got nothing to say.
The Bears?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Bears still suck. It's fine. But Travis Kelce was playing, and Taylor Swift was in the stands.
Cheering for her man.
Cheering like crazy. I am living for these images today, and I'm living for this new couple. Because when they break up, we get another album. Woo!
He scored a touchdown, and at one point, I ain't never seen Taylor Swift this amped up.
She was into it.
She
was
said,
like,
let's
she was
go!
Like, that's support. That's supportive partner stuff. She's like, that's my man.
That's my boo thing. I mean, my friend. We're just friends.
Dude, if my man was an athlete, which I would never date an athlete, but if he was, I would be there like, woo, that's my man.
Of course.
Taylor, I'm here for it. Go, girl. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. By the way, don't forget, we have a 4-pack of Six Flags Great America tickets to go to Fright Fest coming up in the next 15 minutes.
Come on now, that's a hot commodity. Mm-hmm. And maybe call me biased, but it's because I grew up seeing that place every single day for a long time in my life.
You sure did, let me tell you. Before that, though, before we give away tickets, mm-hmm. I guess I'll tell you next about what happened while you were gone last week, DZ.
Wait. I missed something?
Yeah, it involves a date.
I missed a date?
You missed a date.
Hey, yo.
And everybody wants the details on it.
Give me the tea.
And why we are not allowed to call it a date anymore.
Huh?
Hold on.
I missed a date and now it's not a date?
I promised I would give the update next week when DZ is back, and DZ is back.
Okay.
Tell y'all about my date.
Quote unquote.
Next, Kiss FM. And then Fright Fest tickets. You're lucky I tell you everything because you guys are so nosy.
You made us this way.
You're right. I'm nosy too. I want to know everything. Spill the tea, they said. I said, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
103.7 Kiss FM. We have Six Flags Fright Fest tickets coming up in the next 10 minutes. I would ASAP. Not go anywhere. A 4-pack at that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You and three friends. Ooh.
So, DZ, you missed it. I went on a date last week. Another first date.
How did I miss the fact that you went on? I was that busy that I missed a whole nother day from Allie.
I don't think you go on Facebook enough or Instagram.
Touché.
I said I got my hair done and I went on a date. And then everybody went, date?
Day?
Another first date?
Ooh. Well, tell me about it. What's the word? How did it go? Do we like them? Do we got a name for him?
You know, he was, what's the way to put him? Nice. Well, cute.
That's good.
Tall.
Ooh.
Harmless.
Good. Oh, harmless is good.
But a little too close to a breakup. I feel like he has not been single long enough for me to be comfortable with it. Not that I...
Not that you feel like you're going to get burned.
He's got a kid that's pretty new, and he's got an ex that's pretty new, and I'm like, there's a lot. You need some time.
Too many things that are pretty new for me to be another new thing in your life.
It's not that I won't. I said I would go on another date with him, but I don't know if I'm not really into the recent breakups. I'm not a fan of. Even if you're not divorced, no thanks.
It could be messy. It can be messy.
It's very
it can be
messy.
Tough, and especially when there's family involved now. If they're sharing a kid, and the kid is a younger kid.
The kid doesn't even have a set schedule yet. I'm like, you guys aren't even, you're not even there yet.
That's a good point.
They're not.
You don't think they've known, they ain't figured out how to co-parent yet. I'll say it.
Probably.
They haven't figured out how to co-parent yet.
Probably. And I'm 10 years out of these kinds of situations. It takes time.
And you're not trying to baby this boy through that. You ain't trying to give him a helping hand and show him the ropes.
No, I got my own trauma.
No, that's right.
I went through my own stuff. I'm in a happier place with, you know, all that. It doesn't mean that people can't, you know, it doesn't mean co-parents don't work. It doesn't work for a lot of people. I'm just not interested in getting serious with anyone who went through a breakup in the past few months.
Yeah. Well, and not to say
that's too soon.
That you said you might go on another date.
Yeah.
It's just fun.
We texted a little.
Yeah.
But I felt like his life situation was not something I was interested in. I'm not looking to be a stepmom to a baby.
Yep, yep.
But if your kid's over two, let's talk.
Maybe.
I am so far gone from that stage now.
Yeah,
I got a 10 and a 12-year-old.
You're not going back to them diaper days.
I could do above diapers.
Yeah.
I could do kindergarten on.
So, fellas, if there's any potential suitors, just make sure your youngins are potty trained, okay?
So I don't think it's going anywhere with this guy.
Got it.
However, I did talk to Owen this weekend, not about my date. They did not know I went on a date because that would be weird.
Okay. I was going to say, like, all of a sudden, Owen is mature enough to know about dates? What?
Well, I said to him in the car, I said, Owen, do you want to have another date with me? And he goes, ew.
Oh.
And I was like, nobody wants to go either get a guy with a baby or my kid says no? This is all I got? He said, Mom, don't call it that.
Oh, because you called it a date?
He did not like it that I called any time we spend together. Owen said, I cannot call my time with Owen. They don't know about my dating life. He said, no longer am I allowed. We're at that point.
I was going to say, that switch happened. The flip of the switch. Because now he's thinking about...
He said, ew.
He's thinking about maybe taking somebody on an actual date. Or they're talking about, you know, friends that have dated or gone on dates. So now he's going, ew, I can't be on a date with my mom. That's gross. I can only date people my own age.
Ah.
that switch happened, and now friends or somebody is talking about a little boyfriend, little girlfriend that they got, and now he's going, oop, can't go on a date with my mom. That's gross now.
You know what? Maybe Owen's love life is going to take over, and my love life's going to take a back seat because he is in sixth grade. And I looked at him yesterday in the car, and I said, do you have a crush on anyone? And his face was, like, disgusted. He couldn't believe I asked him that. And I went, probably too far, but I didn't care. You know me. I like to make it awkward. I go, you got a crush on anyone? He goes, mom. I said, what? He said, I don't like anyone. I said, I had a crush on boys in sixth grade. I remember. I could name them. I could name the boys I liked in sixth grade.
Did you heart their picture in the yearbook like my wife did?
Yes. And by the way, none of them are cool as adults, for the record. But I did tell him. I said, it's okay to have a crush on somebody, but if you don't, that's okay too. I just wanted to be nosy and ask. And he's like, just leave me alone. Mm-hmm. Don't ever call anything we do a date again, mom.
I'm going to bust him out. He definitely got a crush, and that's why he don't want to call nothing else a date.
Because he like?
That date is reserved for somebody else now, Allie. Move over, mom dates. About he going on real dates.
Whoever he's going out with, they better come through me first, okay?
me and Allie go answer the door like Martin and Will in Bad Boys. Dibs on Uncle Will. Well, you got to be the parent. Dibs on Uncle Will, though. You look.
He said, I got to be the parent.
You look about 30.
The thing is, anybody that tries to date my kids is going to have us at the front door.
Guaranteed. Nobody. I will answer. But are you kidding me?
That's hysterical.
And you think Aaron's not going to be there too in the back? Like, who's at the door?
She'd be like, yeah.
Who's at the door?
Hell, Sammy will be there with a toy Nerf gun. Come out the house.
Sammy's chasing them with a plastic sword. Ah! Yeah, try us.
Oh, gosh. All right. That's my recap. Did I tell enough about the dates?
Yeah, a little bit.
And the non-dates?
We're done. I think we got it, right?
Okay. Oh, my shoe just came off. Let's give away Fright Fest tickets here. 414-533-1037. We have a four-pack of tickets to Six Flags Great America. You're going to get to attend Fright Fest, which is going on now through October 29th.
Who doesn't love them some Great America? Some thrills, some fun. Come on now.
You grew up right by Six Flags.
I know that place like the back of my hand, and that's no exaggeration.
Okay, good. We may quiz the person who calls in. Caller number 50 right now, 414-533-1037. I'm going to make you work for these tickets. Caller 50.
That's a big number.
Well, we got a long song. We got this. Fright Fest tickets coming up next. Kiss FM. I have a regular car, not a fast car, but I can totally get to Gurney and Six Flags. 30 minutes.
Easy.
Try me.
Easy. I'll race.
And that's from like Brookfield.
Racing safely.
But I have to be on the freeway already. 30 minutes. I swear.
You can't time me if I'm leaving the house. You got to time me from the freeway for sure.
Right now, the state patrol's like, oh, really?
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Oh, really, Allie? Oh, 30 minutes, huh? Okay.
So, really?
We'll see you on the freeway.
And boy, have they. Let me tell you. I have tickets on my record to prove it.
Oh, God.
It's Allie and DZ. We're giving away these Fright Fest tickets to Six Flags Great America. Caitlin's on the phone in Waukesha this morning.
Good morning, Caitlin. Good
morning. Hi. Now, DZ grew up right by Six Flags. Did you know that?
Basically a founding father.
Kind of.
Okay.
Did you know that?
No, but for real, like no cap, my wife's father, my father-in-law, he helped build the American Eagle.
Is that for real?
One of the marquee rides, like right hand up, he said he helped build that ride.
That's true?
Yeah, true story.
He was there to build
it. No joke. He helped build it. No joke.
Well, I know who to find. No, I'm kidding. The American Eagle is the bomb. I rode that one in St. Louis.
The one that goes forward and backward?
Yeah.
That one. Yeah. So I do got some personal attachments to Six Flags Great America in good old Gurney, Illinois.
Well, then I want you to give Caitlin a trivia question for these tickets today, because if she gets it right for Fright Fest, she will be going.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you decide. Do I make it a hard question or an easy question?
Hard.
Hard? All right, bet. Caitlin, you ready?
You ready?
I was hoping for easy, but
she said, oh my gosh.
Well, I was being sarcastic and he knows it.
I'm going to give you the hardest question I got today.
Good.
What holiday does Fright Fest celebrate?
Halloween.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Wrong.
No! Yeah!
Wrong. Caitlin, I wasn't kidding. It was easy, right?
Very easy.
Come on. Fright Fest going on at Six Flags Great America until October 29th, everybody. And Caitlin, you have four tickets to go with your friends. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Another very hard trivia question tomorrow, same time. Caitlin, don't go anywhere. We got to get your info. But same time, same place.
Just as hard, too.
We're going to stump you tomorrow. Look out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, look at that text message that says, what about Noah Kotick? Huh, it's funny you asked.
Oh, Are you interested in Noah Kahan by chance?
You want to go see Noah Kahan?
Is that something that would interest you?
Oh, he's coming to Alpine Valley July 13th next summer. It's going to be a great show. And do you know who his song he's got right now is out with? It's with Post Malone, who I saw at Alpine Valley this summer.
Oh, he got a song with Post?
Noah Kahan has a song with Post Malone. We play it. It's really good. We're going to play it right now, and we're going to give away tickets to see Noah Kahan. Every day this week at 9:20, we're giving away these tickets, DZ.
All week, baby.
So even though his name looks like it's two syllables, it's one.
Is there confusion with his name?
The internet has a lot of TikToks saying this is how to say his name, but you have to go to his personal TikTok where he says, no, my name is Noah Kahan.
Not Kahan, not Kahan.
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 Like Genghis Khan.
Yes.
but no relation.
But no Genghis. Exactly.
Like Kahan Man.
Exactly. This is his newest song with Post Malone. It's a good one. I admit it. It's called Dial Drunk. Caller number 30, you're going to go see Noah Kahan at Alpine Valley next summer, July 13th. We're making your summer plans. You're welcome.
I'm toe-tapping already.
414-533-1037. I love that song. I don't care. How do you not like that song?
Who says I don't?
I was just asking, do you like it?
How do you not like that song? I didn't even answer. No.
DC, do you like that song?
I'd be toe-tapping. You know, I've heard worse, man. I've definitely heard worse, and it's got that catchy melody.
Mm-hmm. Noah Kahan and Post Malone right there. That was called Dial Drunk, and Noah Kahan is going to be at Alpine Valley next summer, July 13th. We've got your tickets right now. Sonia is in Maguanago. She's like on her way to Alpine Valley.
Good morning, Sonia. You almost there? You kind of early, but I mean, I guess you don't even know if you won tickets.
Woo! Start tailgating now for Noah Kahan.
Exactly. My favorite venue. I love it.
Is it?
Let's go.
Well, good. Alpine Valley. You like to ski there or just go to concerts?
Oh, golf, ski, concerts. I grew up there. I'm good.
Oh, all of it. All of the above. Say less. And now Noah Kahan is next.
Girl, it's happening. You and a friend going to see him when he's at Alpine Valley on July 13th. Congratulations, Sonia.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. We will do it again, same time, tomorrow. Very excited about that. And Am I the Jerk is coming up next, by the way. Am I the Jerk has to do with somebody we met over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We talked to a couple. One of them had written into Am I the Jerk. And it turned out that we have a whole new Am I the Jerk out of this couple writing into the show.
It got interesting after we talked to them mm-hmm. over the weekend.
Yeah. So we'll talk about their dilemma and discuss next. Kiss FM. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.